Because God is reserving His great grace and favor. See, chapter 2 tells us it's not by works. And chapter 2 tells us in verse 10 that you are to enter the works which God has prepared for you. And the last day works that He has prepared is much, much more than has ever been seen in all the church ages. And God is going to do that, firstly, as we see this morning, by an impartation of His grace and favor upon our lives. He's going to give grace and favor. It is time for the church to be the head and not the tail. It is time for grace and favor to be released in these days. So we're going to take a little tour through the Old Testament and consider the Hebrew word gent. Gent. This is not the normal romanization, but I'll spell it for you. G-H-E-H-N. G-H-E-H-N. That's a Hebrew word, gent. Which is normally translated as grace, sometimes translated as favor. And it talks about an impartation of grace and favor that God gave. The first mention of it in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 6 verse 8. So let's look at that verse. Have your Bibles ready? Just going to run through some scriptures to establish a few little points here. Genesis chapter 6 verse 8. In Noah's time, it says here, in chapter 6 of Genesis verse 8, but while all the people are sinning against God, doing the wrong things, it says in verse 8, but Noah found gent or grace in the eyes of the Lord. And because of that grace, God worked powerfully through his life. And you all know the rest of the story. But particularly, because we're talking about the anointing in the Joseph generation, we want to look at the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 4, when Joseph, who has just been sold as a slave. Now, here is Joseph, the beloved son of Jacob. He has just been stripped of his many colored coat. He has all his privileges taken. He has all the blessings and that he has ever lived with taken away, stripped away. And he has been taken by his own brothers and his soul as a slave. And if you know the full definition of the word slave, you don't own even your body anymore. You don't have anything. Everything about you is belonging to somebody else. His soul as a slave. And he ends up in Egypt where somebody bought him. It happened to be Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh. So in chapter 39 verse 1 and 2, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. And here is the one in verse 4. So Joseph found gent, grace or favor, in his sight. Hand. Hand. Okay. Thank you. Hand. That's how you pronounce it. Okay. And Joseph found hand. That's better? Okay. In his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. Now, notice that Joseph found hand or grace or favor with somebody else, with another human being. Now, we all understand about grace and favor with God and in God. But here, favor with another human being, favor with another one of authority, was not in the control of the human being. It was in the control of God. Remember the scriptures that say all the wealth of the world and all the wealth of sinner, God keeps for the righteous. So all those in authority, all those in power are going to be caused by God to give favor to God's people because of this quality called grace or favor that God puts upon your life as He has put upon Joseph's life. And because of that grace, remember the exceeding riches of His grace is going to be found in the last day church. And one of the interesting things about the Hebrew language is this. When you study the Hebrew word for wealth, it has a deeper meaning than in the English. Because the word wealth does not just signify physical, financial prosperity, but it emphasizes a position of great grace and favor, and the results of that is the financial. So sometimes we look at the results and we forgot the formula, the cause of the results. Grace, favor resulted in the wealth, and that grace can put you in a position. And due to that position, you get great wealth. The favor can do many things. It has many qualities. And even though Joseph had nothing, because of that substance of God's grace and favor upon him, his master gave him that position. It was not God, not just a human being. It was God who gave it to him. For one of the Psalms says, promotion cometh not from the east or from the west or from the south. It cometh from God. Even though you may be working for a human organization, even though in the business world you deal with humans, everything is still up to God to give. Understand this principle, that all authority in heaven and earth has already been legally given over to Jesus. And God at any time could just make a shift in the power, wealth, or position balance. In Daniel's prayer, he says, there is God who raises up kings and God who puts down kings. So even the most powerful king, like for example King Nebuchadnezzar, who thought that in his own power and might he did everything, God showed him that even he was at the mercy of the heavenly power. God could at any time taken it from him, overnight, if he so chooses. So when you look at it this way, the whole world, the wealthiest person in the world, you know they got their wealth. They may think it's because of their smartness. No. It's because God gave a gift to them. Because there are other people smarter than them. It happened that they have a portion of God's gift to them. Afterward, we look at the book of Proverbs as we end to see all the different ways in which favor come into your life. That's how some of them tap on that. And what we want to make very certain is the fact that this grace and favor, hen, as you pronounce it, is a gift from God. And God is able to make the wealthiest man in the world the poorest man in the world with a snap of a finger. God is able to make the poorest man in the world the richest man in the world. God is able to make the most powerful man in the world the weakest man in the world. God is able to take the weakest man in the world and make it the most powerful man in the world. God is able to take the strongest nation in the world and make it the least of all nations. God is able to take the least of all nations and make it the most powerful nation. It is God. It is God. He's got the whole world. In His hands, He got the whole world. In His hands, He's got the whole world. In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands. He does. He has everyone in His hands. And remember what He's saying, in that Jesus is waiting under every authority, power come under His feet? That process is beginning. So He imparts grace and favor to His church and causes a shifting of the balance. See, this quality of hand, or grace and favor, it is just like, to illustrate the natural, like a specific gravity impartation. See, when things are floating in the water, it floats because of the specific gravity of the substance. And you could sort of sometimes identify different substances by their specific gravity, if you learn that in science. And so whether something floats or doesn't or sinks is determined by the specific gravity. And so this hand come upon your life, grace and favor, and it causes you to rise. And now, have you ever gone swimming and you try to make a float sink? Do you know how difficult it is to make something that floats sink? It is tough. You're struggling to push that float down. And sometimes little children play as a game. And you're pushing and pushing and you manage to push a float down and you step on it under the swimming pool with your feet and kept the float down. But the moment you take your feet away, whoop, it comes up. Because it was meant to float. So if you find yourself sinking or having a sinking feeling, all you need is an ounce of hun. Right? Now, this is not a new brand of brand Jensen or chicken, but this is talking about God's grace and favor. And it will cause you to rise in your life. Look at Queen Esther. Now, just before we go to Queen Esther, look at the Genesis also. In chapter 39, verse 21. And this is to, in no uncertain terms, to show you that it's God who did it. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave. Can you see the word there? In your Bible, isn't the word give emphasized? And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. You see, God was the one who caused it. God was the one. And you remember the confession we always make every Sunday? The Lord make His face to shine upon you. You know the meaning behind that? That is an impartation of grace and favor. Because if the Lord's face shine on you, everyone looks and say, wow, there's a shine there. And they give you grace and favor. Because in the darkness, people look for light. They may not realize there's a spiritual light that shines.
But when God makes His face, when God's face shine on you,